My name is Krish Bhutani. I am 11 years old. Today is Sunday, March 24th, 2019, and I am speaking with Raj Bhutani, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Bellevue, Washington. Can you think of a time in your life when someone impacted you with kindness?
Yes, I can. It was when I was deployed to South Korea in 2004, when we were on our way to Iraq for a one-year deployment with the infantry where I was going to be stationed.
What was the story behind that kindness?
Well, I'd only found out with literally less than 2 weeks' notice that I was going to be gone to Iraq for over a year, and I had no time to prepare. And worse than that, my cousin, who grew up like a brother to me, was going to be getting married within a few weeks of my departing for Korea, which was where we were doing our training en route to Iraq. And I realized that with the timing of the deployment, I was going to have to miss his wedding. I knew that once I got to Iraq, there was no way I was going to leave the country for a year, and there was no way I was going to be able to make it to his wedding if it happened while I was in Iraq. Luckily, his wedding was happening while I was still in Korea during the train-up phase, but no one was allowed to take vacation or leave the country once we got started with this deployment assignment. So I needed to get special permission to leave South Korea for the weekend to attend my cousin's wedding, and so I could be there and celebrate with he and the entire family. And I needed, there was literally no good way to do that. So I went to my battalion commander and had to ask him if it would be possible for me to get emergency family leave to leave South Korea in the middle of the first part of this deployment and head back to the United States, to New Jersey, where the wedding was happening, so I can attend my family wedding. I didn't know if it was going to be approved, but when I explained the situation, he understood how important it was to me to be able to attend my cousin Vijay's wedding. And so he gave me special permission and a special pass to leave South Korea in the middle of this first part of the deployment just so I can head to New Jersey for the wedding for 3 days and be able to celebrate with my family.
Was that person someone you already knew or someone that you didn't know?
It was someone I knew just a little bit. I had just recently gotten to know him because I was new in this role, in this assignment, in this battalion that was deployed. And it was a little intimidating because he was the battalion commander, he was a lieutenant colonel, and he seemed like a very strict leader, as most good leaders in the military are. So I knew him just a little bit, but enough to be kind of scared to ask the question. And I was worried that he would kind of shoot me down and quickly say, no, it's not possible and it's against the rules and not let me go. So I knew him just a little bit, but not well, clearly.
What made you remember this moment?
Well, we come across acts of kindness sometimes in our daily lives, but this was a really important moment in my life and an important moment for our family. And it just kind of struck me when you asked me the question. This was kind of a defining thing because it was a big event and it was a very difficult, important time for me and in terms of being deployed. And also for the family, because everybody was really, my parents, his parents, the whole family, all the cousins were very upset that I wasn't going to be able to be at this family wedding where everybody was going to be reuniting to celebrate together. And on top of that, there was this fear whenever you deploy to a war zone, there's always this fear that you might get injured or killed and you might not come back. So that made everybody even more worried and sad that I wasn't going to be able to be there to celebrate.
Why was it so special to you?
Why?
Well, I kind of, explained, I guess, in the earlier question that it was really important to me to be able to celebrate with my cousin as he was getting married. And I was one of his groomsmen and giving a speech. And it was just really important to me to be able to be there for the family. And the fact that that my lieutenant colonel, took that, kind of bent the rules a little bit for this one special occasion and gave me an exception and allowed me to be there, made it extra special because I was literally two weeks or 3 weeks away from deploying onward to Iraq from South Korea. And, that special permission made all the difference between me being able to celebrate with my family and attend the wedding versus not attend the wedding. And that's a huge thing.
What would you have done if that person had not been kind to you?
Well, there's nothing I really could have done because, I was a soldier in the Army and I was, a doctor stationed there, and I would have had to follow the rules. So if I weren't allowed to get that special pass to go home, I would have just had to stay in South Korea during that, train-up period and not attend the wedding, but it would have been very difficult and very sad, and I would have been kind of upset and angry about the situation, but I wouldn't have been able to do anything about it, but it really would have been a big disappointment for me.
Did you ever have a chance to thank that person?
I did. When I got back, I was able to, when I got back to South Korea, before we moved onward to Iraq, I was able to thank him and really, kind of express my appreciation on behalf of myself and my family for him giving me that special permission to be able to attend that wedding. I think everybody really appreciated it and understood what a big deal that was, because he wasn't really supposed to authorize that, but he did it as a special exception, and he went through the channels and got it approved through his chain of command to be able to let me do that. So I was able to thank him, and that was really cool. And I worked extra hard on that deployment to make sure I exceeded expectations that he had, because I was grateful and I wanted to do a good job, and that was part of why.
Did you become good friends with that person later on in your life?
Well, because he was a superior officer of mine, and he was an infantryman and I was a doctor, we didn't necessarily become friends, but we were friendly colleagues, and I had a very deep respect for him, and he respected me as his battalion doctor. And so I think that, we maintained contact for afterwards, and we had a really good relationship, so it was really, really good.
When was the last time that you saw that person?
Well, I haven't seen him since 2005, since we completed that deployment, which was 1 year long. But we've corresponded on email after that. And, because in the military, you can't really expect to see a lot of people that you get stationed with on these deployments, because your home base is a different area of the country, and then you move onward to different assignments all over the country. And I've since gotten out of the military. I separated from the Army in 2007. And so I haven't seen him since the end of that deployment.
If you haven't seen him for a while, in what way did you thank him?
Well, like I said, first of all, I worked extra hard to make sure I was exceeding all the expectations, which I probably would have done anyway. But you have a special desire to work and serve well when you know that you're bosses have your back and are looking out for your best interest. It makes you want to do an extra good job to make sure you're taking care of the people that you're in charge of and do the best job you can, and go the extra mile for people that are either for him and the needs of the battalion, or for anyone else in the battalion that I'm helping out. And so I thanked that person by doing the best job I could every day, and also letting him know that I was very grateful for him extending me that opportunity to be able to do that and get permission to fly out from South Korea to New Jersey for that wedding weekend.
What advice would you give someone else about kindness?
I would say that acts of kindness beget other acts of kindness. So in other words, when you act kind towards someone else, I think that kindness comes back to you, and it makes them or anyone else, I think that you get that back and then some. And not only in the way that it's gratifying to be kind to other people, and I think it really kind of makes you feel good when you do good things for other people. And secondly, and I think that when you do good things for other people, they'll want to do good things for you, and they'll want to do a really good good things in terms of, you know, to help you out as much as they can in return. And you never know when you might need help from someone else. And I think that when you do acts of kindness, I think you'll be rewarded in some way or another, and other people will do kind things for you. It's kind of that what goes around comes around thing. And I think that only good things can happen if you act kind and you do kind acts. I think that it comes back to you. And I think that's something to always think about. And that can be big things and it can be small things. And it's just a good way to live.
Thank you for your time. And I'd appreciate getting to speak to you about this.
You're very welcome.